flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to Keefe's keys to championship weekend coming up here in just a little bit. Plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We've talked about the Celtics, their loss last night. Terrible. The Bruins, their win. It was actually an important win for the Bees. And not only that they won the game, period, but they won it in regulation. You don't give a point to the Senators. So a good win for them. Marchand's got the throat rips. Is that what it was from McGruber, Keefe?
Yep. He got a good. He was going for a throat rip. He didn't fully execute the throat rip, but he was right there. He's like sizing it up.
Yeah.
He's like, this is what I want to do to you.
This is more Vader-esque.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of just.
Well, Vader would do it. Yeah. Force choke. Is
yeah,
what
like
that's called.
Like remotely almost.
What, like, what with the force thing with the lightsaber sound behind it.
It's with the force. Yeah.
I was trying to illustrate my. No. If you weren't watching on Twitch,
Jones is all around it. Vader doesn't need to actually grab you because you can use his force.
I don't know why I was trying to drop Star Wars references with you.
It's not
all people. Yeah, I don't know why I tried to do that.
It's not going to work.
But anyway, so we talked some Bruins. Sounds like Jeremy Swayman back on the ice today.
Yep.
A lot about AFC Championship weekend, NFC Championship weekend, some thoughts on the Pats, some free agency as well. One thing we touched on when the news happened, it's worth circling back to. Pete Carroll's back in the NFL. Pete Carroll has been hired by the Raiders and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
To be the next head coach in Vegas. He's 73. He's going to be 74 in August. I wouldn't go as far as Adam Schefter, who called it an inspiration, exclamation point, to all out there coaching. I think he'll be the oldest coach of all time, is what he's saying. Romeo Crennel, he's going to pass him.
Got it.
But there's a lot of layers to this. I mean, one, Pete was here. There's that connection. Two, it's Brady's hire in Vegas. Three, he's in the NFL and Bill isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is maybe the most interesting aspect to all of it.
Yeah, because when Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, and Mike Vrabel all got fired the year before, I thought there was a chance all three would be right back without even missing a beat. I thought they would each grab a job. And, you know, Pete ended up being the only one that stayed with his organization. And I don't even know what his role was, whatever. You got to check his LinkedIn for his job description.
It was like an advisor type role that
he got paid by Seattle. He stayed there. Whereas the other two, it clearly wasn't, there was more hard feelings. Right, like Tennessee was like, you're done. New England was like, you're done. And there was like a moving on. I didn't think Pete Carroll was going to coach again. I was like, all right, he missed that year. He's even a year older than Bill, like, or at least 1 year older than Bill,
he's
right?
He's older, yeah.
Yeah, so you're like, maybe he's just done. His name really kind of came out of nowhere to me because he wasn't linked to too many jobs. And then all of a sudden, I think we talked about it yesterday, that he was the favorite for the Raiders. Like, really? And I think Brady and the Raiders probably preferred Ben Johnson, probably preferred Mike Vrabel. And then they end up with Pete Carroll, which is pretty amazing. Now, this is a weird cycle because I didn't like a lot of the names. Some of the guys that have gotten jobs I don't like. Then there's not too many that haven't that I'm like, ooh, that'd be a good guy to grab.
So the only one in that category I can think of is Flores.
I would rather have Flores than Pete.
Me too. But you know why Flores isn't getting a job. It stinks, but he's suing the league. And he's suing the owners. If you're suing the league, you're suing the owners. And so he's not getting a job. I think that blows. Maybe he'll wind up getting what's left, the Saints?
Saints.
And kind of the Cowboys, although everybody seems to think Brian Schottenheimer's going to get
that gig.
Although
it's getting such negative backlash that you wonder if Jerry...
Go get Dion, Jerry.
Please.
Go do it.
Let's do it for the good of the league.
But, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but Pete Carroll, like, I mean, I guess, like, you go from... You're still cleaning up the mess of Josh McDaniels.
Correct.
And Antonio Pierce, he turned it around for like a game, right? Everybody was so excited. Like, oh, Raiders, then they sucked. They got rid of him.
They were big fans of him, but did they even like him, or did they just like the absence of Josh McDaniels?
I think it was more right. Like, hey, that's not who you are. And then...
Raiders!
And then they went like 1-20 after that or whatever their record was. Like they ended up being terrible. So they're still trying to pick up the pieces of that. But like Pete Carroll, like, I don't know. Like you're just trying to dig yourself out of the basement, I guess. Is he really the guy that's going to, you're going to compete in that division? You know what is amazing though? The coaches in the AFC West.
Oh yeah.
Are Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Pete Carroll, Jim Harbaugh.
It's good.
Like those are all like old elder statesmen. Dudes. Yeah. Like that have all either been to a Super Bowl or won a Super Bowl. Like, that is a pretty impressive quartet.
It is. So I mean, look, maybe it tells you about how undesirable that job is to work with Mark Davis. Maybe it tells you that Brady doesn't have the pull we thought.
They're also paying how many coaches?
They're still paying
Gruden, aren't they?
All of them.
They're paying Gruden. They're paying McDaniels. Part of the reason he's here.
Pierce.
They're paying Pierce.
No, Carroll.
And now Pete Carroll. You're right.
And Ziegler. Are they still paying Mike Mayock?
Yeah,
they're paying
all these
guys.
They're paying front office guys too.
Wow.
So I mean, I don't think Mark Davis is one of the owners with deeper pockets. In fact, I think he's one of the more cash strapped owners in the league, but. Clearly, what he has, he's spending. He's spending it all on these coaches.
Yeah, seriously. Not on haircuts.
He's paying for a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So it's not a very desirable job, but also maybe Brady doesn't have the pull we think. He couldn't get either of his top two options, which were Vrabel, a former teammate of his, and Ben Johnson.
Well, because, again, quarterback is the most important thing. And when these guys are looking around, it's not, oh, the former great quarterback is part owner. It's like, who's your current quarterback? It's like, well...
But didn't you?
We got Aiden O'Connell.
Didn't you think Elway? And Elway wasn't a part owner, I don't think. But Elway was the team president. Didn't you think Elway had some of that in Denver?
What do you mean?
Some of that pull?
I mean, he got Peyton Manning, but like that's a little bit different.
Never got
like
a big ticket coach. That's true. He got Manning.
Yeah, and then what was the timing with Fox? Did Fox come with Manning, or was he there before Manning? I forget how all that worked out. But because he tried drafting quarterbacks every year, remember? Like Paxton Lynch and Brock Osweiler and like all these guys that were bums.
No, but it felt like Elway had some of that where he was able to sell Peyton Manning on coming. That's not a coach, but he was able to sell the job.
So I think, not that he would even want him, but I think Brady would be able to sell Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson on coming to the Raiders.
But not the coach.
Well, when the coach doesn't have the guy?
Well, there's one coach that...
Well, like Ben Johnson, for example. Yep. Ben Johnson... Interviewed with the Patriots for Drake May, interviewed with the Bears with Caleb Williams, and then interviewed with the Raiders, but ultimately chose Chicago. And I think if Caleb Williams was playing for the Raiders, maybe Ben Johnson's there.
Well, I agree with that. And maybe that was a factor with Vrabel, too. Shouldn't Brady be able to sell Bill?
Yeah. Now, here's something maybe not everybody thought of.
I don't think Brady wanted Bill. And
do you think Bill wanted Brady to be his boss? I don't know if he would love that.
I don't think he would love it, but would Bill rather have... Brady as his boss in the NFL, which is emasculating, or would he rather be coaching the Tar Heels recruiting at effing Xavierian Brothers the other day? He would rather have Brady.
The powerhouse.
He'd rather have Brady as his boss. He'd rather be in the NFL with Brady as his boss, even if that's embarrassing on some level. It's more embarrassing. He had to run to a mid-level ACC school and coach.
Oh, basketball school.
Xavierian Brothers. A basketball school.
I get it. Thank you. No, I know. Yeah. No, he'd rather do that still.
I mean, that's what I think.
He also doesn't care about the quarterback. He'd probably love Aiden O'Connell.
No, that's true. He's like, oh, great. I can win with Gardner.
So you got Max Crosby? He's like, sign me up. He'd be all in on that.
Right. A lot of other coaches come in, they're like, who's your quarterback? Bill comes in and
didn't
he's like,
ask.
Right, Max Crosby, love that.
Like, he never even asked us about the quarterback. He's not even interested.
Never brought that up. Didn't even talk offense once. Is there a story there that Carroll's back in the league before Bill? I think there is. Why do you think Carroll's back before Bill?
I think he's just easier to work with. Doesn't mean he's better at his job. It just means he's easier to work with. I don't think he's going to demand full personnel. I don't think he's going to hire a staff of all just his old cronies and just like completely rip the thing apart. I think he'll work. I think he'll be willing to work a lot more closely with, I forget the guy's name already, but the guy that Brady plucked from Tampa Bay that's now their GM.
Oh, Spytek.
Spytek.
Yeah.
The old Spytek.
Would have been a good fit for Bill.
Would have been great for Bill.
Yeah.
I think Pete will be more willing to work with him. And I think listen on other stuff and do everything else. I think he'll just be easier to work with. I think that's a big part of it. I think you heard a lot of different people saying last year at this time and then even again this year, just teams around the league are maybe a little scared to just turn the whole thing over to Belichick now.
I think Bill would have wanted personnel control, like you said. I think Bill would have been expensive, although I doubt Carroll's cheap. Is Carroll still getting paid by Seattle? I thought he had 1 year left on his deal, so I don't think he is, but I don't know. I don't know the offset language there and everything else. But I don't think Pete Carroll's cheap. FYI. So maybe that is more neutral with Bill. And yeah, I just think Pete Carroll's probably a lot easier to work. He's less of an a-hole.
He's
older than Bill, but he doesn't feel older than Bill. I misspoke, by the way. He turns 74 in September, so after week one, he'll turn 74. But he's older than Bill. Yeah, I think personality is a big factor there. I don't think Bill is... You can make the case Bill's in college by choice. Some people believe that. Lombardi says it like every week on McAfee.
No, he says it a little too much.
I don't believe that. And no, I don't think that's the
I don't think he wants to be in college. But I think
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So he wants to coach, and so that's what he's doing. Do you think there was ever any possibility that John Gruden went back to the Raiders? He's getting paid for like another 3 years. Or like, would the league say no? Or would he say no? Because like, hey, you didn't stick by me. Like, but it's also a different.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
Because wouldn't that be a better option than Pete Carroll?
I would rather have Carroll.
Than Gruden?
Yeah.
Gruden actually made them decent his last year. It took him a while, but he finally turned around. They made the playoffs that year that he actually got fired.
Maybe I got to look at Gruden's, like, late career Gruden, or like when he came back from the broadcast booth, maybe I got to look at that more, but my first instinct would be I'd rather have Carroll.
So Gruden
even
took
at
over
74.
Gruden took over in 18, and they won 4 games. Then they won 7. Then they won 8. And then the year he got fired, they won 10 and went to the playoffs.
How on earth did they wait 4 years when he won 4, 7, 8? They gave him 4 years?
They signed him to a 10-year deal.
I know, but still. But they fought.
Davis was all excited about it. He's like, we got our guy back.
Think of how many coaches. All these coaches had longer deals than they survived in Vegas.
No, I know. No, their team wasn't very strong.
How long? McDaniels had a 6-year deal. He didn't make it through year two.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. They loved Gruden. Gruden was the guy they wanted. He was their top choice.
That's true. You hear that?
What is that? Oh, no.
Championship weekend. Let's get some keys.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, 4 of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's keys.
It's Keefe's keys.
Oh, that's right. The keys to the conference championship games. We're down to 4 teams, Jones. 2 games. Both will be played on Sunday. A 3:00 and a 6:30 kickoff. So plan your weekends accordingly. Here we go. Keys to the weekend. First, this is the first football playoff weekend that is described accurately as wild card weekend. Features teams that are not wild card teams. The divisional round weekend features matchups that aren't divisional matchups. This time, conference championship is, in fact, conference championship.
Never thought about it that way.
The 1971 punt, pass, and kick participant Andy Reid isn't just the ultimate jock. He's also an accomplished made-for-TV movie and commercial actor. You might remember him in Allstate's Bundle Rooski ad, that other Allstate ad where he steals nuggies, and Hallmark's Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
What about the remake Snickers, Great Googly Moogly?
The 6-seed Washington Commanders defeated the 3-seed Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Wild Card Weekend. And the number 1-seed Detroit Lions in the divisional playoffs with a win against the number 2-seed Philadelphia Eagles. Washington can become the 3rd team ever to defeat the top 3 seeds in their conference in a single postseason, and the 3rd 6-seed to reach the Super Bowl. Joining
Eli Manning. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers in the 2010 Green Bay Packers and the 2005 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nice. Look at me.
A lot of trivia in these keys.
Yeah.
Get ready.
More than I remember.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes has a 4-2 record in conference championships and is playing in his seventh title game in seven seasons as a starter.
I knew that.
Jaden Daniels will be the sixth rookie quarterback to start a conference championship game, joining five legends.
Joe Flacco.
Correct.
Matt Ryan.
Wrong.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Correct.
Keep going. Who else?
Mark Sanchez.
Oh, right, right, right.
Brock Purdy. Hmm. And the immortal Sean King.
I was about to say Sean King was nice. Sean King wasn't nice.
Sean King was not nice.
No, he wasn't.
The furthest Jaguars left tackle Tony Boselli ever made it in the postseason was the AFC Championship game, where he lost to the Patriots 20-6. Tony Boselli is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he shouldn't be, according to Bruce Smith. The first NFC Championship game was played following the 1970 regular season after the merger between the NFL and the AFL. The game is considered the successor to the original NFL Championship, and its game results are listed with that of its predecessor in the annual NFL Record and Factbook.
Not in the Jones. I don't count it in the Jones Factbook.
Since the pre-merger, NFL consisted of six more teams than the AFL. A realignment was done as part of the merger to create two conferences with an equal number of teams. The NFL's Baltimore Colts, the Cleveland Browns, and the Pittsburgh Steelers joined the 10 former AFL teams to form the AFC, while the remaining 13 pre-merger NFL clubs formed the NFC.
We had a caller on hold. He didn't stick that wanted to talk about how the Chiefs used to be the Texans.
That's true.
Yeah.
Every NFC team has played in an NFC championship at least once.
Wow.
The Seattle Seahawks, who have been members in both the AFC and the NFC, hold the distinction of appearing in both conference title games. Only the Detroit Lions have yet to win or host an NFC championship game. The San Francisco 49ers have the most appearances in the NFC championship game at 19 and have hosted the most at 11. Both the Dallas Cowboys and 49ers have won the most NFC championships at 8 each.
I didn't realize the Seahawks were football's Milwaukee Brewers. I didn't realize
the that. Los Angeles Rams and the Minnesota Vikings are the only two NFC teams to appear in at least one NFC championship game in every decade since 1970.
This is a lot of trivia.
Saquon Barkley enters Sunday's game with 324 rushing yards. Only five players have rushed for over 400 yards in a single postseason.
Uh-huh.
Can you name them?
Yeah, definitely. Sean Alexander.
Wrong.
John Riggins.
Correct.
Emmitt Smith.
Wrong.
Thurman Thomas.
Wrong.
I do.
Marshawn Lynch.
Oh.
It was John Tim Riggins. It was Terrell Davis twice.
That's a good one. I should have got that.
Marcus Allen.
Okay.
Eddie George and Derrick Henry, which leads us nicely into our final key.
I knew it.
There are no Derricks
playing
this weekend, so if you like Derrick football, you are out of luck.
It was such a handy thing in Wild Card Weekend to pick by Derricks. It didn't work out
it
last
helped.
Weekend.
Yeah, undefeated Wild Card Weekend.
Did they all get eliminated last week?
Yeah, they all got eliminated last week. They all went home packing last week.
Derricks took a bath.
Derricks
last
are
week.
Out.
Yeah, they really did.
Derricks are long gone.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I think after that I'm going Chiefs and Eagles, I think, is the way to go.
So Commanders are 6-point dogs.
Yeah.
Chiefs line's moving. I'm seeing now 1.5. They're favored by 1.5.
Well, it's moving back. Buying opportunity.
I also saw them get an extra point on the total. Chiefs Bills now 48.5. Commanders Eagles 47.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick the Chiefs and the over in that one.
Chiefs and over.
And I'll take the Eagles and over in the first game. I'm hoping for points, points, points.
Okay, nice. Well, after listening to the keys, I think we can all agree that's
That's probably what we're going to get.
That's the way to go. Now, a couple of things here.
Yep.
Twitch points out maybe for the first time in the history of the keys, you actually directly responded to me. I'm not sure that might have broken quite a streak.
Is that right?
You had a bit of a perfect game going on.
But that's
prior to
true.
That.
I believe it was the first response.
Well, sometimes
ever.
It's worth responding to. Other times, it's not.
Like that time Jones wanted a key and you said no.
No, yeah, I don't want Jones to have a key. It's Keith's keys.
Also, did you say it was State Farm or Allstate? People are questioning now your keys.
What happens in the Keys stays with the Keys.
I was surprised that Andy
Reid had the nuggies.
Yeah, Andy Reid being the ultimate, not just the ultimate jock.
He is a bit of an actor, isn't he?
Yeah, the Snickers, you were sleeping on the Snickers commercial.
Nah, he's got good range.
Yeah,
he's true. Played it himself really every time.
Yeah.
Yep, the walrus.
I was to say, I enjoyed his work on Animal Planet, eating fish out of a bucket is what I liked. I don't know if he got a full credit for that, but he should have.
What he applauds himself. Yeah. Yeah, a big clap.
50 First Dates.
Yeah, exactly. He was really good in 50 First Dates. He and Rob Schneider had quite chemistry.
So there you go. That's the keys to championship weekend.
There it is.
You're on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. You got thoughts on championship weekend? You can jump in. Maybe we'll take some phone calls coming up. I know we got WEEI afternoon. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted Johnson. We have our clip du jour, which I know we both need to re-listen to.
Oh, yeah, for real?
I need to hear it again.
I mean, we always do, but this time even
but especially today.
Yeah.
We have Nick with all the latest here in trending, and when we come back,